you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, your truth, for your love. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We yield to you. We bow our heart. We submit to you. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm going to talk about acknowledging the Lord is with us. We all know this. We all know that the Lord is with us as the children of God, as a child of God. We know this. I'm here just encouraging to remind one another, except to remind myself. Even though we know that God is with us, how many of us acknowledge him every moment? I'm talking about myself. We need to remind ourselves that we are the children of God and God is among us. God is with us. He is right beside us. He's with us in forest. And throughout scriptures, we see that when people of God recognize that God was with them, then their situation and the way they respond to situation is different. And we want to look some scriptures and throughout the scripture. I want to look at Isaiah 40. I'm going to use taking Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I would uphold you with my righteous right hand. So notice he said, I am with you. I am with you. And the same throughout scripture, we see that when God was with Abraham, he became mighty man. And later we see that God introduced himself to Isaac and he revealed himself to Isaac. I am the God of Abraham, your father. I am with you. And we see that when Isaac, he tried to go to Egypt, the Lord stopped him in Genesis chapter 26. He said, I'll be with you. You stay in the land. So he chose stay in Gerar, and the Lord bless him. And he saw in a famine, and the Lord bless him. So we see the same thing with Jacob when the Lord introduced to Jacob, I am the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and I'm with you. And we see that when he recognized God was with him and what he touched become gold, prosper. And we drew out scripture, we see that the same thing with Moses. God was with Moses. He do mighty thing. And we see them come to many like different kings later. God is with David, we saw it. And he become another man. The same thing with King Saul and to Solomon. And we see also in Gideon. Gideon, when the Lord revealed to Gideon, he thought just, simple man appeared to him. He was scared, hiding in the bush, harvesting. But the Lord said that God is with you. You can smite the Midianite, just like fight just one man. And he didn't believe it. And he said, if God is with me, he protested. He said, if God is with us, and all the miracle that we heard about when our father walked throughout the wilderness and all the miracles that done in Egypt and why we're here. So basically we, according to the scripture, we read that in Judges, by the way, chapter 6, from verse 11, I believe this is verse 12, he's talking about, if God is with me, if God is with us, why all this calamity and all these enemies against us? So basically what he was saying, he didn't believe that God was with the Israel people. Even though all nation longing for to have God with them, just like children of Israel, but they didn't recognize the Lord Jehovah was with them. The shout of the king is among them. They didn't realize because they started choosing their own way to worship other God. things that recognize the Lord God who promised, made a covenant with Abraham and promised to Jake, to Isaac and to Jacob, the land that they are about to entering, the land that they are staying, that's the promised land that God has given them. They forgot about their God. They just want to be any other nation, just worship other thing. And we see that they suffer because failed to realize God among them. The Lord always with them. And we see, let read in scriptures. We see a scripture. I want to turn into, how about let me read in King James. We see Judges chapter 6 from verse 11. And there came angel of the Lord sat under oak, and which was Ophrah, pertained to Joash and his son Gideon. I'm going to read verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him, to Gideon, and said to him, "The Lord is with thee. You are a mighty man of valor." He didn't believe that. Because when the Lord's trying to introduce him, yes, God is with you. God is among Israel. But you need to acknowledge, you need to realize. And after this, Gideon was testing, if the Lord is with us, he was testing. And sure enough, the Lord is with him. And later we know the story. He conquered, he defeated Midianite, only 300 people from 30,000, keep reducing down to 300 people. So we see that it's important when we realize, important when we recognize the Lord with us. The same thing with, we see with Isaac, when the Lord promised him, we can read the scripture, we see, you see more impact. Genesis chapter 26. Let's start from verse 12, I believe verse 12. So this is when Isaac sowed in the land. This is famine. He received the same year hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Let's go back verse, go back, let me see. Let's go back verse 12, Genesis, okay, verse 4. Verse 4. Let's start with verse 4. And I will make your seed multiply a star. This is your mind, the covenant. Let's, okay. All right. Starting with verse 1. There was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the day of Abraham. Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistine, unto Gerar. I'm reading King James Version. And the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee. So children in the land, I will be with thee." So the Lord said that I will be with you. And we know that Isaac sowed in the land of famine, he reaped hundredfold. So he recognized when the Lord is with him, he recognized his father able to defeat the king, his father able to receive all the blessing because God was with his father. Now God introduced to him that's God. So we see that even the famine, and Isaac listened to the Lord. Isaac recognized that God was with him, and he able to sow. Then Isaac, verse 12, then Isaac sowed in the land of famine. There's no rain, right? Received hundred the same, a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. So when we recognize the Lord is with us, we start to see the blessing of God. That's the beauty. We see in Joseph the same way. Joseph, later, I'm sure his father, David, his father, I'm sorry, not David, Jacob, shared with him how he encountered with angel, how he fight with angel, how he encountered with God. Jacob, when we read all his account, it's amazing encounter that he had with the angels and encounter with God and all hardship that he been through. He'd been working 20 years and cheated labor and things that the moment he recognized that God was with him and God started to talk to him, reveal himself to Jacob, and we see that his life changed. And oftentimes I see that because sometimes it's good for us to live in need for God. Because I go through the scripture and we see. So it is good for us sometimes when we in need or when we go through hardship or hard situation, to be honest, the Lord showed me recently, there are reasons sometimes we go through certain things because God wants us to continue to walk with Him, continue to recognize, continue to trust Him. The thing is when human nature, when we prosper, when we get all our need met, when we got all the things that we desire for, we tendency to forget God. And we see that throughout scripture. And let's look at to this king. The first king is King Asa. And he started very good. He loved the Lord. He walked in the way of the Lord. He walked in the way his father David and loved the Lord and strengthened himself in the Lord. And the Lord blessed him. And then when the army come and he was like, and the prophet come to him and said, "Do not worry, and the Lord will fight your battle." So God did exactly when he trusted in the Lord. And the prophet told him, "God is with you, you'll be fine, and the battle is God." And the same thing with his son, Jehoshaphat. I love stories, Jehoshaphat. Let's read it, Jehoshaphat. First King, I'm sorry, Second Chronicle chapter 20. This is Jehoshaphat, his son. And I learned good thing from this thing. Let me see. All right, Jehoshaphat. Now, Jehoshaphat started the same his father Asa. He loved the Lord, he trusted the Lord, he encouraged himself, and so on and so forth. And then when army come to fight him, and boy, he wasn't happy. He was praying, asked the Lord to help him. And now here the people just were saying, and now here the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. They turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they rewarded us by to outdraw us. Now it was after Jehoshaphat's king praying, and now all Judah and their loved one, their wife, and their children stood before the Lord. They were praying before the Lord. Now then the spirit of the Lord came upon what the name of this Jehaziah, or son of Zechariah. And he said to them, verse 15, and he said, "Listen, all you Judah and you inhabitant of Jerusalem, the king and you king Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord, do not be afraid nor dismay because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's." So we see this when the Lord speaking through his prophet, he said, "The Lord is with you. Do not worry. Do not dismay. The battle is not yours, but God. And tomorrow, go down against them, and surely they will surely come up by the ascent of Zik, and you will find them the end of Brook before the wilderness of how you call it, Jeruel." And verse 17, "You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see salvation of the Lord, because God is with you, O Judah, Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow against them, the Lord is with you." So we see the story, and God make them fight against themselves until to destroy one another, until no one left. So they go out, collect all the spoil, 3 days. So we see that when they acknowledge God is with them, they take courage because they know that when the prophet says that God with them, so they believe it. But in general, they don't really believe it. So that's what's big right here. So whenever they acknowledge, recognize that God sent the prophet and tell them, "Do not worry, God is with you," and they know that everything will be taken care of. So what we learn over here, and then later on, when everything prospers, Jehoshaphat started trusting the man. At the end of his life, he started trusting man and make friendship with Ahab. And boy, this is not good. God rebuked him later. His later is not good. So we see that when people prosper, when people successful, they start a tendency to trust more in man than God. But when in deep need, I see that the same thing with kings, as many other kings, that those who started trusting God. But when they prosper and they forget God. And sometimes it's good for us to be in need. Good for us to, because I believe that God concerning our life also more precious than the things that we desire in this world. The thing that we, because sometimes the blessing can be a cursing. If we don't know how to handle success, success will destroy our lives. I have seen at least few in my lifetime. I see when they don't have money, they're so good, trusting the Lord. The moment they got money, a little bit, just a little bit money, they start to be proud, pride. I've seen it. And to me, like, I just thank God. God want us to cultivate relationship with Him. God want us to love Him. That to me more important, because to know the Lord, we take some time, take effort. I believe God not just want to meet our need. He really want to meet our need. But deeper than that, He want us to know Him. I really believe that God want us to know Him deeper. So how we know God then? Without spending time, without listening, without hearkening his words. There's no way we can know Him without heeding His word, spending time. And Brother Robert been brought an, I mean, awesome word. How many churches can preach, can share the truth like Brother Robert brought forth? I mean, amazing. Like, the truth is, many of us heard about being oneness with the Lord. Not that we are not one with Him, but our thoughts, our mind lined up, our thinking lined up with God, oneness with God. That's my point. God never leave us, forsake us. That's why the reason I'm sharing this, how much we acknowledge Him, how many times a day we acknowledge Him. And the Lord recently been emphasizing me, son, I want you to acknowledge me every moment of your life, because I can intervene in your situation if you need it, because I have all the answer. He has all the answer. We don't want to run to the Lord like King Asa when they need the Lord and when they want to prosper. After they have all the glory, all the majesty, all the blessing, and they forget God. He does want us to live in that place. The same thing with Solomon. Loved the Lord. And later, he trusts in his ability. He trusts in the wisdom, the gift that God has given him. The riches, the honor, the glory. And despise the instruction of God. And end up his life is not good. And caught children of Israel is not good. So the thing is, I believe God want us move deeper. To have fellowship with Him, to love Him, and continue in His love. Jesus said, continue in my love. Continue. Why the Lord said so? Continue in my love. John said the same thing. Continue in His love. Why? Because we tendency to forget the love of God for us. We tendency to forget, because when we get the healing, we get all the prosperity, we get all the, don't get me wrong, God want us to prosper. God want us to have all the health that we need. God want to meet all our need, but we need to understand the friendship, the foundation to knowing our God, that's more important than anything else, in my opinion. Because the more we know Him, we can listen to Him, we can hear Him, and He started training us. He talked to us. We can be trusted by the Lord. Once we can trust a certain degree, we're going to experience a certain degree in the kingdom of God. Not here on earth, but in heaven also. Like last year, I've been sharing with you about, the time, good time to invest, good time. There's something that God about to bring to the body of Christ, a blessing. But there are people going to forget the Lord when they receive the blessing. Because now they're in need, and then when they flourish, they don't need God anymore. I don't have any need for God. My money is plenty. I have all the wealth that I needed. And I'll tell you, there are some people gonna forget God. But If we connect our heart with the Lord, cultivate our fellowship with the Lord, and I believe it's time for us to love Him, to position ourselves to love Him, position ourselves. Because the truth is, when the battles, like I love when King Jehoshaphat said, "You will not fight this battle, because the battle is God, it's not ours." And stand still and see the salvation of God. How can we stand still if we worry, if we, dismay or we discouraged, we're fearful? We cannot be still. Doesn't mean we cannot let God fight our battle. We cannot let God take care of ourselves. So when we know the Lord, all these things, God will take care of us. Our Lord Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will take care of us." But we, if our soul is not still, we can't still God because we can't trust Him. He's not with us then. If we recognize, we understand that God is with us, it doesn't matter what's going on in our life. We still can trust Him. We still have peace. The reason we don't have peace when situation come, that's mean we don't have strong relationship, or we don't know God is with us, or we don't acknowledge Him every day. We don't really truly trust that He's with us. That's why we're afraid, because perfect love casts out fear, because God has not given us spirit of fear or power of love of sound mind. Now fear may come, but the fear stay in us for so long. That's mean we need to check ourselves, where our relationship, where we put our trust in, where we put our focus in. Because if we recognize the Lord is with us, and we start knowing Him, we communicate with Him, keep His word, meditating. There's no other source than to know God through His word. And if we don't spend daily, this thing is daily. We look in children of Israel, every morning they have to go out, collect the manna. Every one of them. It's not like one person that collect for whole family. No, every one of them got to go out to collect. That's symbolic of the word of God. We, every one of us, every morning, we need to spend time with the Lord. That's how we love Him. It's time to love the Lord. The Lord desire for us to come to Him, to love Him, so we can know Him. The more we spend time with Him, we know Him. The more we know Him, we will do something that nobody ever done before. We can do something good. We feel confident. We feel confident. But I'm sharing with you guys, like the thing that I've been saying, God give me grace later, money is not issue for me. How can I say boldly like that? I don't have it yet, but I tell you the truth. God showed me this thing. How I know it? Because I spent time with Him. I know Him. And Daniel said this. I love Daniel chapter 11, 32. He said, "People who know their God, they are strong and do great exploit. They do great things, people who know God." Not people who believe in God. Believing God is good. That's the first step. Have a relationship with Him. And then his next step, love Him. And then move further, knowing Him. When we love the Lord, we start knowing Him. How you know your spouse, how you know your loved one, how you know them, because you love them. When you hear their voice speaking, you know exactly. Another day, I was teaching my kid. I was saying something wrong. As I was praying, as I was, analyzing myself, I'm doing right, or I'm what I'm doing right here. And the Lord started speaking to me. He brought the word. That word I never heard before. He brought the word. That word, when I look in context, it truly talking about children. But in the word itself, it's not talking about children, it's talking about, other things. But when the Holy Spirit brought the word to me, I have to repent right away. Right away. Because God wants us to walk in His wisdom. That's what He desired for us. We can be one with Him. That's what He called us, I believe, in this season. And we don't come to Him when it's just in need, but when the place that we know Him, we can position ourselves. We can position ourselves, see the salvation of God. If we can position ourselves, we don't have peace. How can we cast our care upon Him? That means we don't really trust Him. We don't really know Him. Then we can't cast. We say that we cast our care upon Him, and when situation come, was it where I knew God? That means we don't really trust that He's with us. So the Lord, I believe the Lord want us to be grounded, rooted, that recognize that He's with us, and He's for us, and He love us. It's time for us to love Him, and time for us to continue to know Him. deeper, continue to know him to the point that where the situation speak louder than circumstance speak, and we still see our God bigger than, just like we see the when the word of the Lord came to King Jehoshaphat and stand still and see the salvation of God. This battle is not yours. So oftentimes we fight our own battle. We don't let the Lord fight for us. It's time for us to position ourselves and let the Lord fight our battle. Whatever may be the need, financial need, whether health, whatever it is, we need to stand still, position ourselves first, stand still, and then we will see the salvation of God. I really believe it. We will believe it. Because God wants to take care of our need more than we want it. But I think that it is dangerous for us. All that we want from the Lord is to bless me, to bless me, to bless me. And it come to the Lord, just like the Lord is just like the banker instead of he's our God, he's our Lord, he's our Father. I think I've seen quite good people I know, some people I know. They study, they pray, they give. One, because if I don't give, God cannot bless me. I tell you, if that's not right attitude. I know a person keep trying to buy the blessing of God. When he see a person so blessed, he give money here and there, a dozen, 2 dozen. I have somebody giving money because, you know, they saw the blessing of the Lord in me. They saw it. He gave to me. I share his true story. And I took the money. I asked him first, why you give the money? He said, I want to bless the ministry that you participate with God. I see God blessing you. I want to be blessed. I said, okay, I don't have fully have peace. He gave me $2,000. First, I think 1,500, 1,500. So I took it and I just said, okay, I took and I deposited. I pray about it. I pray about it, pray about it. About 2, 3 months later, I continued to pray, ask the Lord. I said, what is, I don't feel right, Lord, to receive the money. And the Lord started showing me. The Lord started showing me. He trying to buy the blessing of God when he do so. And when I knew him. So I take the name and call and talk to him. Say, I can't receive your money. Now another 500 he added to $2,000 he gave me. He said, I saw your ministry. And the Lord spoke to me. I can't receive it. I told him, brother, I can't receive this money. And I don't feel right. And when I give back, he was so happy. I said, you're trying to buy a blessing of God. I cannot receive this. God is not well pleased. And if God is not well pleased, I don't want to receive it. There are all people out there trying to buy a blessing of God. There are all people trying to do the thing that want God to bless them. No. That wrong motivation, that wrong approach. I love the Lord. The reason I did because I love him. Because I recognize. I give because I recognize I am blessed. Or I give because I want to honor him. That's a totally different thing. So I give because I love him. This now we express our heart to him. We don't tie into like, okay, I give because I want to receive the blessing. I don't give that way. The Lord, everyone different, you know, level, different of our place in walk with the Lord. But I want us to be clear. Make sure we check our heart, what we do for the Lord. Because otherwise we do because we're trying to get God do something for us. No, we need to change our heart. God want to bless us more than we wanted. I know this. Before I didn't know. Now I know. I believe one day I'm so blessed, money is not going to be an issue. I don't know what to do with money. Right now, I don't have it yet. But I can see. Because I know God now. Before, I didn't know him. How I know him? Because spending time with him. That's the only way. Everything I've been doing, God showed me. I would not have done without his voice, without his guidance. Did I do it perfectly? No. I've made a lot of mistakes. You guys want to know how much mistake I made last year alone? More than $60,000. I made wrong. I didn't listen to him fully, so to speak. I'm condemned? No. My point is, I want to honor him and I want to obedient him, but I didn't ask him when and how to do it. When and how to do it. So I learned from that. I said, Lord, now I know when and how. I need to ask the Lord how I'm going to do this, when I'm going to do this. I'm just, when I listen, I just jump into it. I just did it. I didn't ask him when and how. So the Lord said to me, next time you ask me when and how, and then I give you. I said, yes, sir, I can do that. So obedience is a big thing in the kingdom of God. How God tests our heart by obedience. How much we love him by obedience when he asks us to do things. So how we come to that place to know him from our relationship, from fellowship with him, to the point that we can recognize him. And when our God become bigger in our understanding, become closer, we recognize he's with us, and then we can position ourselves, and then we can stand still. Sometimes our soul, oh boy, it raging, can never be still, raging when situation come. Maybe, I remember in early days when I just came to the US, and sometimes I worry, like, how I'm gonna live this life. There's no, how much, not much income coming in. There's no food to eat. You think I'm exaggerating this thing? Yes, I'm telling you the truth. But now I learn to stand still, to know that he's God. I am not, and he loves me. I am convinced. I am persuaded he loves me. And we need to come to the place that we come to him because we love him. We cultivate our relationship from loving him because he first loved us. We truly can really love him. And his goodness starts thanking him. To me, the thanksgiving is the key. God showed me thanksgiving the key. And if we don't thanking him, that means we don't really acknowledge him, acknowledge his presence, acknowledge his goodness. That means we deny him. Because his goodness, his mercies is without him, we don't have it because of the Lord Jesus, because he's with us. He's able to give us all these graces to us, his mercy, his goodness, his blessing, his provision, all kind of stuff. And I believe that it's time for us to start loving him. It's time for us to start delight in the Lord. When we start delight in him, he's going to reveal to us the thing that a lot of people come to me, how can you hear God? I would say this, the reason we can't hear God first, we can't hear man. If we can't hear someone give us advice, someone sharing the gospel with us, we can't hear God. Because God used people firsthand. Maybe your parent, maybe your boss, maybe whoever. If we can't listen the instruction from man, we can never listen instruction from God. It doesn't matter what ages we are. First, we learn to submit to authority, learn to listen, learn to obedient, and that we go from there. We learn, we grow from there. That's it. Let's grow. I believe God wants us to bless us, but at the same time, He wants us to be rooted, grounded in Him, so we can know Him to the place that situation won't change us. Situation won't change. We can be still, can be at peace regardless of what's going on. I remember when I find out that. I lost 60,000 last year because my disobedience to the Lord. The Lord gave me the number that I should be doing, and I didn't pay attention. I just like I wrote it down, but I didn't pay attention. Seriously, He was speaking to me, and I was asked God why. I, like this didn't bother me. Why? I asked the Lord said, "Because you've been spending time with me, you've been valued the thing that." That the thing above the thing that your relationship with me, you value me. Therefore, this thing have no grip in your heart, in your mind. I say, Lord, I remember 500, like 20 years ago, I couldn't sleep for days. I just thank God. All I can say, when we see God big, our problem becomes small. How can we recognize, understand God so big? Only through Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit revealed things to us, revealed the Lord to us. Without Him, we don't have capability, I believe, to know the Lord. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, 10 says, as is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God prepared for those who love him. For those who love him. We love him, we qualify. So it's time for us to love him. What happened when Solomon loved the Lord gave him wisdom. When we love the Lord, amazing thing happened. But God can reveal to us by his spirit. For our spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep thing of God. Only Holy Spirit revealed the Lord to us. Right now, we all have capable or capability of knowing the Lord by his spirit. He revealed to us every one of us different, different walk with the Lord. That's what I believe he wants us to come to the place of oneness with him, of unity with him. So when we focus on him, the problem starts shrinking. Whatever, maybe like the fear, maybe what finance, with the health, with the job. If we put him first, we stand still, position ourselves as a child of God. This is your battle. This bill is too big for me. I can't pay this bill for my house. Whatever the need, Lord, I trust in you. Give me idea. How can I make better money? How can I do this better thing? How can I cut up something unnecessary? I understand. The Lord will show us when we spend time with him. Praying in tongue, I would say, is the best. I can never emphasize enough praying in tongue. It's vital. It's we tap the supernatural when we pray in tongue. We release the power of God. And we see when David delighted in the Lord. When he was loving the Lord, he never intended he gonna be the king. Never, ever. Never, ever. But what God promoted him. He's faithful what he's doing, small thing. And then God promoted him. Sometimes we don't have received promotion because we are not faithful what we're doing. It's time for us to learn, to grow. We have to be faithfulness. God sees our heart, our motivation, what we do daily. He sees how much he can entrust us, how much can he reward us. Rewarding everybody is not the same. God is looking someone who trustworthy, who can he reward more than less. So it's time for us, I believe, to move into deeper so we can know our God. Let's Daniel said, people who know their God, they're strong. They're strong. Because they're trusting the Lord. When the king Nebuchadnezzar needed the wisdom, he said, no one able to interpret your dream except God. Even all magicians, astrologers, and come to the king, said, you dream and you lost your dream, and now you ask her to interpret the dream. You even could give us a dream. This is thing you're asking too hard. And then the king got mad. Almost destroyed every wise man, including Daniel. When Daniel heard about it, why the decree so haste? Give me time and we'll pray and ask the Lord. And God, and praise God, the king gave Daniel time and pray. And the Lord revealed to him in a vision at night the secret. And when he found, when God gave him, revealed to him, he thanking God for giving wisdom and mind. For he revealed the secret to his servant. And so Daniel made known to the king. He told the king that the king, the thing that you desire, you require no man. I'm not any wise than any man, but there's God in heaven. He said, God in heaven. No, only the Lord, no, not me, God. Joseph, the same thing. When he interpreted the dream, he said, is not that interpretation belong to the Lord? He recognized. This thing is a grace and gift of God has given him because God is with Joseph. And even the king, Nebuchadnezzar, saw that God was with Daniel. And the same thing with king of Nebuchadnezzar, God was with Joseph. So we need to leave the place that when people see us, see God. That's my heart desire. I really want to walk in the place of when people see me, they see Jesus in me, they see the Spirit of God in me. So it's possible for every one of us. That's our goal, to pursue to the place we know God, to the point that God transform our life, just like they see us. We see Joseph amazing. I don't see anyone that amazing like Joseph in the Bible and Old Testament. That's just my assessment. But he never studied school, never. He taught sinners. Run whole country and all the land during his time. There's no food, but he still can supply not only Egyptian and all the land when we read in Genesis chapter 41. So I believe that God wants us to prepare our heart, because I believe we are living the day that we're going to see the glory of God. I know a lot of things going on in the world that's been that way, but another thing we should be expecting, and the good thing, the harvest of the soul going to come. I believe the revival going to take place in our nation. Right now, I believe God is raising many people who cannot be bought by money. The minister of Jesus Christ, he's raising, I believe, many multitude of them right now. Some of them in secret, and I hope I'm one of them, so to speak. It's time will tell. So we're going to do the thing of the kingdom, because God, one soul worth more than the whole world. So one soul, imagine we can bring 1,000 soul, 1,000,000 soul for the kingdom of God. That's what our Lord, our Father desire. Now, if we are not ready, if we are not taking care of our matter, like our need, daily need, how can we think about other people? How can we think about the kingdom of God if all about my need, all about my need? If we come to the Lord all about our need, it's not for the need for the kingdom of God. It's not thinking about how can it be blessing to people. How can it be the hand, the feet of our Lord Jesus? How can I make the kingdom of God expand because of me? If we don't have that mindset, all about ourselves, I believe that's selfish living. I'm sorry to say that. It's time for us in the whole, in American, I work in public every day. Most people think about themselves more than think about the kingdom of God. I'm talking about among people who love the Lord. I would ask them such question as, if you have $1 million, what do you do right now? Immediately, I will pay off my house. I will do this. I will do this. Never say that I want to sow in the kingdom of God. I want to do things for the kingdom of God, for all the people. 90% of us. You know, I have a privilege and honor work in public. I can ask a lot of people a lot of questions, yeah. But I have to be clever in my question, but I don't want to be offended, you know. That kind of, I was making joke around and I answered my question that without them knowing. So we need to think, brother and sister. We need to think about the kingdom of God. I believe I heard one man say that if you solve all the problem, if we solve other people's problem, God will solve our problem. If we take care of other people, God will take care of us. I believe that too. It's time for us to focus more for kingdom of God. I think a lot of people lack money because we focus a lot on money. If we lack some money, maybe now depend on category. You know, some people like 2,000 is more than enough for me. Some people like 10,000 more than not enough for me. So depend on what category or what kind of setting that understanding. I do believe this. If we trust God, we know God, God will supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I really truly believe that, regardless what situation or thing like that. Now, if we continue to learn, to grow, when we started loving him, started loving God, guess what? We started loving his people. We started doing the thing that we never done before. So that's another, step of growing to the Lord. I see that. I think God wants us to move deeper. So first, I believe we learn how to trust in the Lord, and then the Lord started take care of us, and the next was also loving him, have delight in him, have desire to be with him, desire more with him. And then I think from that standpoint, God gonna show us the vision, the dream concerning kingdom of God, concerning the thing that he called us, created us to be. I really believe that. So it's time for us to move forward, because I believe when we are grounded, rooted in him, in relationship with him, whether we prosper, whether we have nothing, I think nothing can move us. We will be strong. Just pause it. I'm a bound, a base. He said, nothing move me, because he's just moved by Holy Spirit. If we don't move by Holy Spirit, we will move by other things in our life. I truly believe that. If we're not moved by Holy Spirit, when Spirit move us or guide us, we can't listen because we move by another thing. I think it's time for us to continue to grow into the place that where we can be our relationship with the Lord strong. We recognize He's with us, His voice, regardless going on with us, and we can put that aside and say, Lord, I know you're with me, you're for me, you love me. This is the thing that I cast it all on you. I know you take care, you love me. I just live right there. I thank you. And this is what my focus, this is my desire. I want to know you. I want to spend time with you. I want to meditate on your word. Help me. I believe that's the place where God wants us to lose from our focus instead of from our need. You know, I have saw certain people not saved, and I know that I can't change them, but you can. But this is what I'm going to do. So I believe that it's time for us to make some progress, make something to move forward from the place trying to take care of ourselves. Now we're trying to participate in the kingdom of God. Participate. What we do, what I plan from now to 5 years later, I can be more productive in the kingdom of God. Because brothers and sisters, this is opportunity for us to serve the Lord, to advance the kingdom of God. Once we go home with the Lord, there's no opportunity to bring people back to Him. There's no opportunity for the reward here on earth and in heaven. Think about it. Think about it. I believe that we all live in the time that we can repair, and God able to use us and able us to do the things to advance kingdom of God. There are a lot of people that don't know the truth of how much God loved them. Even people in the church, I believe that God can give us grace, but according to what our desire. It's God work according to our desire. If we desire, just like Gideon, I believe he desired to be used by God. Sure enough, God used him to change, bring back people to the Lord, things like that. So I hope what I'm sharing can ignite you and encourage you so we can continue to grow together, continue to cultivate our relationship with the Lord. Because the Lord want, I believe that God wants us to be oneness with Him, and nothing can move us, whether we are so rich, have so much money, so we can be a blessing kingdom of God, or whether we don't have anything, won't move us. Because every one of us got called different things. Some people got called just like content. Now, abase, abound, Paul said, it doesn't matter. Nothing moved me. I believe God wants us to walk in that place, because that's a place of freedom. The Lord Jesus given us all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I think when we have the knowledge of the truth, we stay free and we stay focused. We stay in trusting Him, stay in relationship with Him, regardless of what situation. Then we can hear His voice. Then we can pray for the sick, heal, sick, cleanse, leper, whatever the case God given us. Amen. All right, I'm through.
Jet, will you end with prayer, please?
So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We lift up, I lift up our brothers and sisters. We present ourselves to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice tonight. We welcome you to guide us, to teach us, to lead us in the place of intimacy with you, in the place that we value our relationship more than anything else. Throughout our days, meditate on you, recognize your presence. Recognize you are with us. You the one take care of us. It is your obligation to take care of us. Help us so we can stand still, position ourselves so we can stand still and see the salvation of God. We thank you, Father.
Amen.
We love you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, helping us, growing us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.